Old O'Brien County. Charles and Caroline Engels notwithstanding, some of our pioneer forebears regularly ran afoul of the law, even though they were the law, the only law. Once the federal government declared the land of the Yanktons, the land beneath my feet, was no longer the Yanktons, and therefore open for settlement, the first white faces to make their way here were often shysters. No one liked them in Little House on the Prairie. All they cared about were the empty spaces in this country and how those empty spaces might fill up their own ledger books. Finders keepers. If you were first to cut a log for a cabin, you could walk away with your pockets full. No sleight of hand either. Finders keepers meant you could determine yourself who would be the next bunch of settlers, and the next, and the next. You didn't have to live there. Most of the crooks hung out in Frontier Sioux City. In 1860, gangs of good old boys headed out into wilderness in northwest Iowa, voted each other into office, then doled out salaries and fees to each other for jobs they never did. Two boys built a bridge across some creek, cut logs to span the flow, a few more for cross pieces, took them into a mill at Peterson to get them sawed into planks, got it all done in 2 days, for which they were paid well, $2 a day. Total price, $8, for which the county paid one of its own, $500. Great mark. Now ask yourself, what good is a county without a courthouse? O'Brien County swindlers built themselves a log house 12 by 16, for which they paid themselves richly, then made it into a residence, because who really needs a court when there is no law? A courthouse implies a great deal, an old historian wrote in the history of O'Brien County. Generally, that emblem of justice, a blindfolded female holding in equipoise the scales of justice, stands prominently elevated to tell the people that here the wrongs of the world are righted. Well, not this courthouse. O'Brien County's first was a sacrilegious travesty upon jurisprudence. It was as if that blinded female was weeping in shame, and her attitude that of a devotee at the throne of justice whose heart was crushed with remorse. There, now you know. No Little House on the Prairie. In O'Brien County, two gangs of crooks vied to control money coming into all that prairie land with a steady stream of newcomers. Rather than fight, soon enough they settled up. There was, after all, enough loot for the lot of them. Was there no one righteous in those earliest of early days out here? Well, one, a bachelor named Fred Feldman, someone called Old Dutch Fred, stayed the heck out of the mess and told people so often it became a figure of speech. I am their peoples. The rest are all officers, don't it? No graft, no corruption, just hard work. Old Fred, living alone, took sick in 1873. Those who knew him insisted the man needed to see a doctor a day's travel away. Old Fred told his friends no, because he'd lived well, and if his time had come to die, then he would. So he did. I don't look for his grave either. It's long gone. But Hannibal Waterman's grave isn't, and he's another hero out here on the banks of the Little Sioux. All he ever wanted was a place for his family. And when the land-grabbing crooks tried to enlist him, he said no. And when they grabbed his land, he fought back. Take a ride someday. Follow Highway 10 through Primgar, going east until you sink beautifully into the valley of the Little Sioux River. For a moment, you'll think you've been airlifted into the 1870s, right there between Prairie Hill, so royal you'll want to pull over, make a U-turn, turn west again to take it all in one more time. Hannibal Waterman isn't there, nor is his wife Hannah, the county's very first schoolteacher. They're buried in Sutherland, if you'd like to pay your respects. And they deserve it. But if you want to honor their memory, a man and a woman who came here in 1853 when the only neighbors were Yankton or Santees, a couple who didn't buckle but stayed when all the rest of the jerks hightailed it, then get out of your car at the Waterman Prairie. You'll be doling out the kind of honor the Watermans deserve and would likely appreciate. Stop by sometime, right there on their majestic land. Hannibal and Hannah Waterman, O'Brien County, Iowa. The two of them deserve a couple episodes at least of Little House.